Hysterical?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear Taking On or Carrying On?
Yeah, I've heard both of that.
How would you use those words?
When they cry and wring their hands and a lot of times faint.
You'd say that they're
carrying on or I don't know. I guess just carrying on or.
Mm-hmm. Does it have the notion to you that it's something they're serious about? Or does it just seem sort of like a show?
I've seen both kinds. I've seen it when I thought they were, you know, real serious about it, and then I've seen it when I thought they were doing it just to make an impression. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was my opinion. That wasn't anything that could be put down in statistics.
Mm-hmm. Say if on an average sort of day, if someone asked, how are you feeling, you'd answer?
I feel pretty good, or I feel fairly well, something like that.
Okay. And when you're getting older and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got
arthritis or rheumatism, or
is that the same thing?
No, there's a little difference, but it works the same way. It both hurts.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I don't know. You'd have to ask a doctor. Mm-hmm. I think rheumatism hurts in all your bones, and I think arthritis is just concentrated in the joints. Mm-hmm.
Say, a disease that the children used to die of a long time ago.
Are you talking about diphtheria?
Okay. And what about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Jaundice.
You ever hear that called anything else?
Well, yeah, nowadays they call it hepatitis. Uh-huh. And I think it's all the same thing.
What did your parents or grandparents call it?
Jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Say when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say you've got
appendicitis.
Do you remember what people used to call it before they knew what it was and they died from it?
Yeah, they'd call it renal colic.
Renal?
Renal colic, and now don't ask me to spell it because I can't. I don't. That was just a name, and I don't know how it was spelled or anything.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say that he
vomited.
Okay, any other words for that?
Yeah, I heard it used on television. Now they puked. Uh-huh. Okay. That's another one of those words that I consider sort of inelegant.
Uh-huh. Say if a person vomited, you say he was sick.
To his stomach.
Okay. And say if a boy was kept on going over to the same girl's house and spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he was
courting her.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, they'd say sparking.
Okay. And in this case, he'd be called her
beau, her boyfriend, sweetheart.
Okay, and she'd be his
girlfriend or sweetheart.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
smooching.
Okay. When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she
had given him the gate, or had shipped him, or I don't. There's a lot of different ways to.
Mm-hmm. What if, say, he asked her to marry him, but she
said no, she didn't want to get married.
Mm-hmm. Any other word you'd use for that?